Blog Talk Radio.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
And now, your 2011 Lone Star Mustang.
Time is a chaser! Time is a chaser! Time is a chaser!
We ready! 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 We ready!
Outfit! Oh! What y'all came to do? What y'all came to do? What y'all came to do?
Defense!
PushGapRadio.com.
We're talking to Michelle. Michelle, what's your last name?
Williams.
We're talking to Michelle Williams. You say you just signed up to try out for the Lone Star Mustang section?
I didn't. I went on the website on my phone while I was standing out here.
Okay, what interested you in trying out for the Lone Star Mustang section?
I like how these girls play. They hit hard, they play hard, they got good heart.
You like to hit? Tune in next season. We got Michelle going out there making hits with PushGapRadio.com.
Mustang Sally. Just you better slow your.
Thank you for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford, along with PushGapRadio.com's very own sportsman, Jay Mack. What's the business?
Hey, what's going on, man? Just ready for the for a wonderful week, exciting week. We got Mavs. We got a chance for championships. And the cool thing about it is we have a historical week coming up this coming up Saturday.
Right, right. Those Dallas Diamonds are playing their 100th game.
Oh, yeah. It would be really nice to return the favor that the Lone Star Mustangs can return the favor on their special occasion day. It would be wonderful.
That's what that is. To get you caught up, the Lone Star Mustangs beat the Houston Power 14-6, and now they're getting ready for the DFW Derby Part 2 against the Dallas Diamonds, who will be playing their 100th game. Also, the Dallas Diamonds beat the Little Rock Wildcats 64-0, and there's one person who predicts that the Dallas Diamonds will go 8-0 this season.
Like I said, with the Dallas Diamonds, I mean, like I said, they're playing phenomenal football right now. I mean, at this point, it's a chance. But I think with the changes that the Lone Star Mustangs have done, I think it's going to be a little bit different,
right.
You know. But like I said, it's not just about wins and losses. It's also about that point thing, too. And Dallas, the Lone Star Mustangs are going to have to pick it up a little bit as well.
That's right. So, your Dallas Mavericks looking real good. They're taking on Oklahoma tomorrow, Tuesday. What you think about that game?
Yeah, but most definitely, man. That's going to be an exciting game. I really was kind of going for Memphis because I really felt that Dallas can really probably dominate them a little bit better due to the matchups. But Oklahoma is going to give them a really good fight. Now, granted, most teams have struggled in Oklahoma, and it's nothing new to the Dallas Mavericks. I mean,
right.
It's just real talk.
Plus, the Mavs have a deeper bench.
So what?
I say, plus the Dallas Mavericks have a deeper bench.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, they have one of the best benches in the NBA right now. I mean, when you have guys that, I mean, they pretty much have two teams on the Dallas Maverick team. You know, you have your starters, of course.
Right.
Which is, throughout the playoffs, this playoff, their starters have really been more defensive-minded. And then when it comes to their bench, they're more like the nitro in a car, you know.
Right.
Once they come on get on the court, they just give you that extra boost.
The afterburn.
So I really expect this to be a really good series.
How long do you think the series is going to go, J Mac?
I'm hoping that it goes. It'll probably go either five or it's going to go to seven. One of the two. It's either going to go 5 or 7. Dallas has to, but the key is, and Dallas must continue to do this, if they have to steal, they have to win the first two games.
Right.
And then when they go to Oklahoma, they must win a road game. And that is going to be key to the series. Who wins the most road games in this series, in the Dallas and Oklahoma series?
Chicago Bulls against the Miami Heat. They won that game on Sunday.
Now, with that, at first, in the beginning, you know, Miami did get on them a little bit early, which I'm not surprised. And running a little momentum from the
right.
Boston series.
Right.
And as far as the Chicago series, Chicago kind of dragged that out a little bit too much, but they took care of business.
That's right.
But the key is this. They have to – I don't know how much longer that Chicago can continue to play how they've been playing. I mean, Rose is great, and he can score a lot of points. But if you guys paid attention to the last game that they played against Atlanta, what they did, what Rose did, is he actually did something that he hasn't done in the past couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Is he played more, passed the ball, moved the ball around, and so they were expecting him to be more of a scorer, which in this case he was not, and that's what I was really fearing that would happen. You know, like, oh, I don't know, he's going to have to score 30, 40 points.
Right.
But
right,
he showed
right.
that he doesn't have to. And against Miami, well, hey, I don't think Miami was expecting Boozer. They weren't expecting Noah to actually step up, especially Boozer. Boozer is a key to Chicago.
Yeah, Carlos
because if Boozer doesn't
amazing.
Step up his game, which he's been suffering with a turf toe injury. And, you know, turf toe is kind of funny. You never know what you can't expect. You know, you can't really, you
right,
know, anticipate
right.
what it's going to be doing. But he actually has been picking up his game.
Who do you
and
see
that's win- what, he's going to be key.
Who do you see winning that series?
As much as I can't stand Miami.
No, sir.
Man, I'm sorry. But, I mean, you know, I'm a Dallas fan. What do you expect? You know, it's history. But I have to say that I really would like to see Chicago in.
That's
I really
right.
would like to see Chicago, but the key is, will LeBron James show up like he did in the Boston
against
series,
Boston,
like
right.
in crunch time? That is going to be key, the crunch time. But Boozer has to be huge for Chicago. Rose is going to play his style. Boozer is the key because it's going to be the battle of bigs. And who's going to make the most defensive stops in that series? I'm picking Chicago to do this because they're really more defensive-minded and they have a lot more clutch game wins.
So in the finals, it's the Dallas Mavericks versus the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, ain't no question. I'm picking it all the way. But Dallas has to make sure. And I stress this out a lot. Dallas is only as good as they think they are.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Hybrid, was a player with the Lone Star Mustangs. She got married this past weekend, so we'd like to give a big shout-out to her. Again, the Lone Star Mustangs beat the Houston Power 14-6, and when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to break down all the scores and highlights for you and whatnot. Very good game. Very good game out there. Seems like that defense has stepped it up, and they're really on it. Made a few mistakes out there that they need to clean up. But going forward into this Dallas Diamonds game, the rematch, what do you think about that? How do you see that playing out?
Okay, you know, I always say this, you know, I said it about the Dallas Mavericks earlier. And I said this last time for the past couple of weeks, is one, the Mustangs is only as good as they think they are. They got their butt kicked.
Right.
Now, hopefully they learn from their mistakes. My main thing is I hope and I know that they are going to be a lot more focused
right.
this week during practice. I don't think they were as focused as we wanted them to be the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dallas Diamonds and the Lone Star Mustangs played each other. This time they're going to have a lot more footage. They're going to have a lot more. They know how these girls play.
Right.
They play each other. And then plus the changes they made. I love the fact that, you know, with the little changes that they're going to be making, I think it's going to be huge. It's going to be very key. Dallas, I mean, the Mustangs just have to be focused. They lost that game because of a lot of mistakes.
Right.
You know, when it comes to the passing game was struggling. The passing game was really the hardest part that they just could not.
Right.
It was the hardest thing because the running game, it killed the running game. It just flat out killed the running game. The decisions when it came to the quarterbacking, the plays weren't. I don't feel that the plays that are being called, they weren't executed to their best ability. Now, defensive wise, I think they did their job. They did the best they could. The cornerback position. And Matt, I feel that the Dallas Diamonds have bigger receivers. They got to start jamming these girls.
Right.
They got to start jamming them at the line. It doesn't matter how big, tall, short, slow, or fast that you are. They have to flat out just like, look, yeah, you may be taller than me, but I'm going to kick your butt for the next 30, 40 minutes.
When we come back, we got interviews going on with Coach Mike, of course. Also, from Black Cotton, our halftime entertainment extraordinary Ian Lady J. We had an interview with him. Also, Brittany Bushman, Coach Downs, and Coach Davis. We're PushGapRadio.com.
Cherry Inspirations. For a photography studio you can trust, call Cherry Inspirations. Cherry Inspirations make professional quality portraits accessible and affordable for families across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. At Cherry Inspirations, we offer quality and professional digital photographs, from baby pictures to weddings to family portraits. Let Cherry Inspirations capture life's special moments. To have photographs is to live life twice. For affordable digital photography with heart, call Sheila Cherry today at 972-835-1236 or just log on to cherryinspirations.com.
People oftentimes, when they begin to understand the great secret, become frightened of all of these negative thoughts that they have. Two things they need to be aware of. One, it has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought.
PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, Fort Worth.
PushGapRadio.com. It's Dallas, baby.
Fact. Lead poisoning is one of the leading environmental health risks facing children under the age of 6. Fact. More than 3 out of 4 homes built before 1978 contain some lead paint. Fact. You have the right to be told about lead paint in the home you rent or buy if it was built before 1978. You should receive written notification and a pamphlet from the landlord or seller. Call the National Safety Council at 1-800-424-LEAD.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, for all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs. Keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com.
For all the scores, highlights, and updates on the Lone Star Mustangs, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us. And look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect. We try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. If you can't show us the way, then forgive us for being lost.
You just shot to number one on your internet radio now. Shackelford won in the main event only on PushGapRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, along with J-Mac, who is out on location. So let's break some of those stats down for the Mustang and Houston Power game, J-Mac.
Okay, now, as far as the passing game, it fell off a little bit. It fell off a lot, comparing to last week's numbers. Jennifer Hall, you know, 6 for 17, the percentage was 35%, only throwing for 42 yards. Her longest pass was 10 yards, one touchdown and two picks, so that's what's killing you right there. Her rating was actually a 24. But apparently the passing game was a little bit effective, was enough to get the running game going.
Yeah.
Britt Bushman was just out of her mind. I mean, rushing for 18 carries for 114 yards with a touchdown. Jennifer Hall also carried for 21 carries with 82 yards. Her longest run was 16 yards. She didn't have a touchdown, but, I mean, the running game was on point.
Bushman looks great in that backfield, huh? Then went from Troy
Aikman
to Emmitt
Smith.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I was saying earlier, that I'm really liking the changeup. It opens up the running game. It gives the running game a lot more threat. We also know that she has the capability of throwing the ball. So that means, especially when you have Hall and you also have Bushman back there, it kind of gives them that same feeling that they had last year in their championship run, where they had that double threat. You can think where they were capable of running the football, passing the football,
right.
And also that option of the quarterback to take off on you as well. So I love this. I love the fact that they made this little change.
Because their running back on last year was Odessa Jenkins, Yellow Shoes, and she now plays, I believe, with the New York Sharks.
Right. And so that's what good teams do. They find what they need to build on. They have a game plan. And this year's game plan started off very good. Okay, they went up against the Dallas Diamonds. They had to change things. And they found a good change, and it's working right now so far. And now they're going to get the opportunity to see how good the changes are going to be effective, because they're going up against a potential playoff team, the team that they could be more likely see in the playoffs later on. So this is a really good thing. I really love this change because it gives them more of a threat. Not saying that J.J. Jones and J. Mack were not a strong running core, and also Kathleen Carter was not
Caitlin Carter,
you know, good running game. But this gives you more strength, though. It gives, you know, because I mean, you can't. I mean, Bushman is already she's a phenomenal runner. She can take off on you at any time.
Right.
But it also gives you more of a threat. The receiver core, of course, you know. It wasn't as strong because, I mean, they didn't really pass the ball a lot.
Etta Mae Tubby had two receptions for 18 yards. Her longest was 10, and she scored a touchdown. On the receiving corps, number 8, Brittany Bushman, had two receptions for 9 yards. Her longest was 7. Casey Koroshak had one reception for 8 yards. And J-Mac, number 27, had one reception for 7 yards. Also, J-Mac, we meant to get your rap CD. We missed you on that. We will take care of that on this weekend. But, yeah, the receiving numbers were pretty low for this Houston Power game. Also, the Lone Star Mustangs beat the Houston Power 14-6.
Well, you know, this is what I'm really hoping that this is the thing here. The key was that the reason why the Lone Star Mustangs lost the game against the Dallas Diamonds was because they weren't able to catch the football.
Right.
Their passing game wasn't there. If they have any type of passing game this coming up week, if Hall goes 10 for 20 or 10 for 30, those 10 passes are going to be key, because as long as it's 5 yards here, 4 yards there, as long as it's something,
right,
the running game is there. You have 4 or 5 different backs that can take off on you.
Right.
Okay. They have to get the passing game. And you know I'm a defensive person. You know, I'm straight defense.
That's
but
right.
The passing game must work. If it's not there, the running game is going to suffer. They're going to end up seeing what they saw the last time they played this team, the last time they played the Diamonds. If the passing game wasn't key, so therefore they were like, well, okay, all we got to do is just stop the run, because that's the only thing that's going to hurt us right now, because they haven't proven that they can throw the football against us.
Yeah.
So if they can do that, they don't need a lot of passing yards. They just need the completions. So if they get enough completions, the running game will be alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so key to this offense. They have to have the passing game moving the football just enough to keep the defense honest and on their toes, so they don't have to focus on just the running game.
Right. Speaking of defense, Lone Star Mustangs D looked pretty good over the weekend. Number 24, Natasha Somerville, had 12 tackles.
Phenomenal. Love this. I'm loving that, the fact that somebody else is stepping up on the defensive side. I mean, granted, we're always used to seeing Hall having normally leads in tackles in each game.
Right.
But it's that other players are stepping up. I'm loving the fact that a lot of players are stepping up. I'm really loving the fact that Alex Harvey, she's really stepped up as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with 7 tackles, he even had a total of 4 tackles for losses.
Right.
I mean, it's huge. That means that players are stepping up.
Right.
You don't always key on just those certain players, that one or two players that always are doing it, the other players stepping up. Because if other players step up, well, that means that it takes the load off of them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's phenomenal with that defense. Also, Natasha Somerville, she had 4 tackles for losses. Number 4, Jennifer Hull, had 2 tackles for losses. Brittany Bushman, playing both sides of the ball as well, she had 2 tackles for losses. Also, number 51, Yo Grant, had 2 tackles for losses. Keilana Spiller, Daniela Atiano, who you'll hear her interview on the show, and Sean Ward each had 1 interception.
Yeah, and like I said, I guess Coach must have heard me about I needed my picks, and I guess he got it. He's been enforcing the picks. But if you notice something, every game that the Lone Star Mustangs play, they're getting interceptions.
Right.
They're going to lead the league in picks. And I can see that already. They're getting a pick, at least 1 or 2 picks a game. That's sick. And so the secondary is good. We both have agreed on this, that
right.
We're not having an issue with the defense.
Mm-hmm.
The defense they're doing their part.
Right.
Like I said, the offense has to do the thing. Now, the passing game is going to be key.
Mm-hmm.
I've already stressed that. Another piece of the pie is going to be special teams.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have to use our, we're going to really have to stress out the special teams, our kick returns, our punt returns. We're going to, Northside Muscle is going to have to be a lot more aggressive
right.
when it comes to special teams. We are going to, because if the special teams can really be their true X factor, which I'm going to go ahead and say it. Normally I would say the defense and the secondary, and I possibly, you know, would more likely be expected for me to say that the receiving, the passing game would be the X factor. The special teams are going to be the X factor for the Lone Star Mustangs. They're going to have good special teams. It's going to be about the position. That was it's positioning is going to be key for this game.
Right.
Special teams have to step up. I mean, for Saturday, this is it's a must right now. X factor is going to be special teams. I'm telling you right now.
When we come back, we have our interview with Coach Mike. Also, Coach Bulldog, Coach Lacey Downs is going to break down the defense with our very own Parrish Harris. We're PushGapRadio.com on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show.
For homicide detectives, the clock starts ticking. The moment they are called. Dallas, Texas.
I'm going to get you up to see the downtown of Dallas.
What do you do? I do nothing.
PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, Fort Worth.
PushGapRadio.com.
Champions. They come from all walks of life to come together for one common goal, to win the championship. Congratulations to the Lone Star Mustangs, winners of the 2010 Women's Full Contact Football League. The Lone Star Mustangs are supported in their effort by family and friends and their teammates, and now by PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com, the official internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs, 2010 champions of the Women's Full Contact Football League. Oh, yeah. And for these ladies, all they do is win.
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, Women's Football Champion.
Hi, this is Parrish of PushGapRadio.com, and I'm here speaking with
Bulldogs, touchdowns, O-line.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, if you don't mind my asking, I know you guys kind of kicked butt yesterday or last week against Oklahoma. And I talked to your defensive standout. She says you have 10 tackles, two picks. You know, that it looks to me like your defense is really doing their thing. What do you think? I know that you're a champion, or you are the coach of a championship team. Bling,
yeah.
Bling, bling.
I played last year, so yeah.
Okay, bling, bling.
Yeah.
So what do you think needs to be done for you guys to get to where you were last year?
I think a lot of it is going with our game plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a game plan. If they don't do it, we can't change it from the sideline. They got to do it for us. As far as that Tulsa game, it was basically, no offense to them, it was more of a scrimmage. We didn't get a lot out of it. You know, you
right.
can have tackles all day long, but, you know, against a team like that, it doesn't measure up to what we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of stuff. We got a lot to work on.
Right.
A lot before we play the Diamonds again and playoffs. And
what do you think was the breakdown with the Diamonds?
Game plan.
Mm.
A lot of stuff we had planned for, and we just didn't execute it.
Mm. Mm.
So, I mean, we had every opportunity to win a game, and when you don't execute, you don't win.
That's the truth.
Defense did all they could to hold it out there. But
right. How's your quarterback? Is she okay?
Her arm is still a little sore. Her the throwing motion, she don't got the throwing motion very well. But
right.
we're going to have her out there as running back and receiver now. So we're still going to be using that talent.
Awesome. So it's going to be Jennifer Hull running this game?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate the time. Man, I'm wishing you guys the very best of luck. And I can't handle that diamond loss no more. I got to tell you, that hurt my feelings, man.
Yeah, that was a mental breakdown, too. Not
right.
only on the field, but on the sideline. We ain't used to losing.
Right.
And it showed, and we got that changed. We're going to take care of that.
Awesome. That's what I love to hear. This is Parrish, and I am with PushGapRadio.com. I am here speaking with
Coach Downs.
Coach Booth, oh, that he is. Okay. Coach, in your opinion, your professional coaching awesomeness opinion, what do you think the team needs to do to prepare themselves even more so for the Dallas next week?
Well, first of all, we still got to execute. We did not execute again tonight properly. Fundamentally, We got a lot of work to do. We ain't going to play fundamentally sound. We ain't going to beat them regardless.
What do you think is preventing them? I mean, I know they're coming to practice for the most part. What do you think is preventing them from catching the schemes that you guys are trying to coach?
There's not much changing to it. I mean, it's all simple. Hit this open receiver when they're standing there, but it's once we get out on the field, they don't look at it. They don't see it practice. They do it perfect. Everything's great. It's just, I don't know if it's jitters. I don't, you know, tonight we had a new quarterback. I mean, Hull was quarterback last week, but a totally different game. But, and the difference in her and Bushman as far as line blocking is Bushman has a good three-step, five-step drop. Hull's not as fundamentally sound in that step. So she don't get that pocket created enough for her when she can get hit. So I think that's something we definitely got to work on quarterback-wise is getting her back there where she's comfortable, whether it's shotgun or give her time.
How do you think she did, though, honestly, in the past few games that she's played as your starting quarterback? How do you think Jennifer Hull has actually done?
Well, I'm a fan of Hull, so it's kind of a biased question. I think she's done fine. We kind of threw her into the role this week and threw a lot on her. So mentally, the calls and stuff that she had, I don't know if she really used her ability tonight. But we'll have her ready for the next game for sure.
Awesome, awesome. Again, this is Coach Kill 'Em Dead. She ain't trying to hear it now another time for the Lone Star Mustangs.
Hey, this is Coach Bulldog, and I listen to PushCapRadio.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
Simply Me Magazine Fashion Show. Dinner, modeling, entertainment, catering to plus-size beauty. PushCapRadio.com, the official internet station of SimplyMeMagazine.com. PushCapRadio.com, Dallas.
Baby.
In Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth. We're PushGapRadio.com.
Now you can play our Name That Theme Song Challenge. Just listen to these songs and identify the TV shows they come from. Number one. Two. And three. Now, if you can name one or two, you know your TV. If you can name all three, you probably need to get off the couch and get outside.
Run, jump, blade, dribble, spike, get up, get out.
A public service message brought to you by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports and the Ad Council.
Tupac, go ahead and rock.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls use the clown, say I'm down when I come around.
Push. Bow your head.
They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop.
Push. And all around the world.
New world, totally underwater. The new wind was about to blow. This time, it's for real.
Push. Push.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford, along with J-Mac. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Michael Gordon, our DJ that was out there with us on this past Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's my man's in there, man. And that, you know, kinfolk right there did a phenomenal job, and he's been starting up his DJ service. He also has a class that he does. They teach how to swing dance.
Oh, okay.
So you know, definitely have to, you know, go ahead and maybe have to cut a rug out there with one or two times.
Also, Michelle Williams came out there with Michael over the weekend, and while she was standing on the sideline, you heard her at the beginning of the show. While she was standing there, this was her first experience with women's football. She went to the Lone Star Mustangs website on her phone and signed up to try out next season for the Mustangs. What do you think about that? That's amazing, huh?
That is amazing. You know, I mean, right now we're looking at 60 teams. We're talking about the league just got some huge exposure from ESPN.
Right, right. 3 weeks
just
ago.
Last week.
Yeah, with the Pittsburgh Passion and the Columbus Comets.
Right, which Pittsburgh we'll be talking about later on, because they're part of the elite teams that don't know how to lose.
Right.
And, I mean, it's huge right now the Women's Football Alliance, it's growing. That's all it's doing right now. It's growing. And more people want to be a part of it some way, somehow.
Right.
You know, rather than, you know, be a player, be a sponsor,
entertainment, be broadcasting. And, I mean, it's an amazing thing. Think, J-Mac, of all the people who still don't know about women's football yet.
Yeah. And it's real hard right now because, I mean, the more I talk about the Lone Star Mustangs, if anybody knows anything about, women's football, they'd normally mention, oh, yeah, I know something about the Dallas Diamonds, of course.
Right,
you know,
right. They've had a lot more exposure than the Mustangs have, I take it. Again, they had a year or so ago, the Dallas Diamonds had a 5-page cover in the Dallas Observer. That's how I first became aware of them. And also, you know, of course, that lingerie league.
Right. And so, I mean, there's a lot of exposure out there. And it's huge that not only the other people, you know, families, players are a part of this, but it's a wonderful feeling for myself and also, you know, Pushcat Radio and also the PushcatRadio.com family to be a part of this. Because, I mean, I feel like this every day, every game is a part of history.
Right.
You know, every game is a part of history.
And
you know, every time we're a part of this, you know, every second we're doing something, which we're always into it.
Right.
You know, and it's just still like, you know, every time we look online and we dig for information, it's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, wow, I didn't realize that. You know, we're just learning something new, and it's something that's really not new. It's just something that's been there. It's just finally getting that moment of shine, and it's extremely excited about it.
The championship for the Women's Football Alliance will be played here July 29th through the 31st, 2011, at Pennington Field in Bedford, Texas. That's located at 1501 Central Drive. This will be going on the 29th through the 31st, Friday, July 29th. You have the WFA Combine, It's Your Lucky Night Poker, and a silent auction. You play poker at all?
No, I was normally the one that was like watching everybody.
That's right.
And watching everybody play poker, but I never did play poker. But you know what? I'm putting my money on anybody at the Lone Star Mustang fan.
On Saturday, July 30th, the owners' meeting is going on. Also, the All-American game, the championship game, and the after-party celebration. For more information, log on to www.wfafootball.com. Or just log on to www.lonestarmustangs.com. Now we're going to get into an interview with our halftime entertainment, Extraordinary E and Lady J. Extraordinary E stopped by the studio. He owns Black Cotton Entertainment. And for more insight, here is Extraordinary E. All right. Right now we have in studio with us from Black Cotton, it's our halftime entertainment, Extraordinary E. What's the business, baby?
What's up with y'all? How y'all doing today?
That's what that is. So, for the last couple of games for us, you guys have been providing the halftime entertainment. Tell us how you got Black Cotton started and what you guys do.
I had got it started when I had started doing my rhyming or whatever, I was, you know, just sitting at home one day and I was just thinking about it. And how I came up with the name was Black Cotton was from my mom. They used to call her Black Cotton because she was so dark that
she had
a big afro that was soft as
cotton. Oh, okay.
And so, you know, I thought about it, and then I thought it ties in with Dallas period because of the Cotton Bowl, and, you know, Texas was the last state of slaves. And so I just came up with it, and I was like, okay, well, let's do something for us, the black people. So Black Cotton.
So what is it you guys do? How many acts do you have on the roster over there?
Right now, including myself, we're four of us. Young Doe, Sonny Money, Lady J.
And Lady J, you guys heard on this past Saturday at the Houston Power game. That was her and Extraordinary E out there on the field. So who have you guys been opening for around the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex?
We didn't open up for quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't perform with T-Cash before,
mm-hmm.
Doski G, JB, one of my good friends, Rick B, And, you know, all of us, Young Doe and Sonny Money, Rick B, we are from Hamilton Park. So.
That's right. Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth. So you guys did a show on last night after the Lone Star Mustang Houston Power game, didn't you?
Correct.
Okay, where did you guys perform last on Saturday night?
We performed at Rolls Royce on Skillman.
Oh, okay, okay. So what's next for Black Cotton? What are you guys looking to do coming up in the near future?
Oh, Black Cotton, we're presenting Extraordinary Ease, Half Empty, Half Full.
That's right.
Second LP.
Okay.
That should be coming between the end of June, beginning of July. Then, before then, I open up for The Raw.
Mm-hmm.
On June 18th.
Oh, okay.
And I'm supposed to open up for Lil Kiki on May 29th at Club Flow.
Okay, that's hot. Do you guys have anything in the works for Lady J?
Oh, yes. She's coming shortly. Okay. I'm going to let her present her stuff. No, I don't want to spoil the moment.
That's right. So I'm going to have to get her in here to give us a shout out as well. So do you guys have any contact information there, E? A website, a Facebook page, or whatever that people can get in contact with you guys?
Oh, yes. We have multiple of those. We have an email address, blackcotton214@yahoo.com. We have the web page right now is under construction, so that'll be coming shortly. Then we have extraordinaryE@yahoo.com. If y'all want to reach me, then, you know, I have my Facebook page is Extraordinary E.
Okay.
With an X first.
So you guys are going to be performing for us for a few more shows. We got one more home game coming up, and you got the playoffs coming as well. So we look forward to working with you guys some more. Extraordinary E, thanks for jumping on with us, little brother.
Thank you, and y'all have a great day. And thank you, PushGapRadio.com. This is Extraordinary E with Black Cotton, and we listen to PushGapRadio.com. Yes, it's in Dallas. And go Mustangs all the time.
That's what that is. We're PushGapRadio.com.
Forever and Always, Bridal and Formal Wear Rental and Sales Boutique. Our company is based on the belief that our customers' needs are of the utmost importance. At Forever and Always, Bridal Boutique, our entire team is committed to meeting your needs. We offer at reasonable rates a variety of wedding gowns, bridesmaids' dresses, and other formal attire to fit your needs and limit your total expense. At Forever and Always Bridal Boutique, you have the option to purchase or rent. We welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver the best service in the industry. At Forever and Always Bridal Boutique, your total satisfaction is our goal. For more information, contact Suzette T. Law at 817-459-EVER. Again, that's 817-459-3837. Or log on to www.4-everandalways.com. Forever and Always Bridal and Formal Wear Rental and Sales Boutique. Let the memories last forever, not the cost.
All right, this is Paris. I am with PushGapRadio.com. I'm here speaking with
Jennifer Wadsworth,
Jenny,
and
Nugget.
You got your name?
Nugget.
Christina.
Christy Yarbrough, Waterboy's mama.
Berg. Amanda.
Excuse us.
Okay, and you guys are here supporting
the Mustang!
You said you are the Waterboy's mama. Which one is that?
Steven Yarbrough.
Okay, and that's
he's
the original.
He's the original
Waterboy.
From season one.
From season one.
Baby.
So he saw the championship games.
Absolutely.
You guys were there?
My wife, Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, who's that?
Johnna Boney.
What's your name? What's your number?
Boney.
Her name is Johnna Boney, number 69.
Awesome. And that's who you guys are here supporting, as well as
the coach. She's the coach now.
Oh, come, Boney's the coach. I'm tripping.
With Twala.
Paul Smith
and
coach as well.
Okay, that's who you're here with?
Yes.
Awesome, high five on that. Anyway, you guys know that they kicked that ass last week against Oklahoma, right?
89-0, but they only recorded
40-0. Yeah, they don't want to put it out there too bad, you know. But
the real score was 89-0.
Exactly. Now, I know that win was after coming off of that crazy loss against the Diamonds.
Okay. Now
check this out. How do you think they're going to play against them next week?
Offense has to score points.
They got a new strategy. They're going to get it together, and we're believe me, it's going to be a different game next week.
Well, awesome. Awesome.
If the offense scores points.
Yes.
In our last game, the defense scored the only touchdown, therefore the offense has to score points.
And they got a new quarterback, Jay Hull.
Yeah, Hull's is taking over.
Jay Hull, number four, she is the woman.
O-G-U-B.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So, are you a champ? Are you a champion, or did you?
She played
for the Rage.
Not the team. Okay.
And the Mustangs, 1 year.
Okay. Well, so you pretty much know what it is or what this game is really about.
Absolutely.
What do you think? How do you think?
Come on, Bird.
Okay. Bird, scary.
Don't be scared
of the radio. Now, check this out. I know that you guys are here supporting the Mustangs, and I'm with PushCatRadio.com. I am hoping that collectively I can get you guys to do a shout-out from the Mustang fans and wives, you know, saying we support PushCatRadio.com.
Absolutely.
Okay, you with that?
Jennifer.
Christina.
Scusa.
Amanda.
Christy.
Berg.
We support PushCatRadio!
Awesome. Thank you, ladies.
And we got the water mafia.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Y'all have a good one.
That's the water mafia. What is your job with the Lone Star Mustang?
Well, we keep the Mustang ready to go back on the field.
Okay, tell us your name and what you do for the Mustang.
My name is Keyshawn. We keep the Mustangs ready and keep them good to go on the field.
I'm Natasha Somerville. I play middle linebacker, number 24 for the Lone Star Mustangs. And I do listen to PushGapRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, along with J-Max. So you were saying about the player on the Chicago Force. What's going on with her?
All right. I wanted to go ahead and talk about this particular article that is on the WFA website. Katie Romano. It's called Katie Romano Proves Naysayers Wrong. Now, what is so phenomenal about this young lady is the fact that she plays for the Chicago Force. She plays a cornerback. She also played for the BC Divas and also won a championship with them, a National Women's Football Championship in 2006.
Right.
It's 5'2", weighing 118 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's a little bitty thing. Now, of course, she is a native of Chicago, and she's 25 years old. And here's the unique thing about her. She is actually deaf. She is unable to hear. I just want to let you know that.
Now, that's amazing.
And this is what I like about this story is this. It allows you to see that it shows you the passion of, it doesn't matter if you're tall or short, white or black, or you're unable to hear. You can still play the game. She plays with heart.
Right.
And it's remarkable. She's also played, and like I said, she's won a championship. Her hometown is in Chicago, of course. And, she's also played other positions, such as she's a kicker. She's also, of course, been playing cornerback for some time as well.
Right.
So I wanted to go ahead and give her mad props.
Yeah.
J-Mac props.
That's right. That just shows you that people have worse problems than you have. But it's not the problem that you have or the challenges that you have in life. It's how you overcome them. And that's an amazing thing. What's her name again?
Her name is Katie Romano.
Wow. Katie Romano, I'm like J-Mac. Big shout out to you. So we were discussing before we came out of the break the undefeated teams that were in the Women's Football Alliance. You said there are about eight of those left, huh?
Yeah, there's eight teams that still don't know how to lose. So I'm going to go ahead and go down the list, and starting with the National Conference, starting from north. We have Boston. Starting from the National Conference and in the Northwest Division, you have the DC Divas, who are 5-0. Pittsburgh Passion, which we last week, a couple of weeks ago, were on ESPN.
Right.
They're still undefeated with a 5-0 record as well. Also, the Chicago Force, who we were just finishing talking about.
Right.
They're also undefeated. Also, the Jacksonville Dixie Blues, mm-hmm. undefeated 5-0, Miami Fury 5-0 in their division, which is the of course the National Conference,
and
starting with the American Conference, the Dallas Diamonds who are 4-0, and the Bay Area Bandits who are also 5-0, San Diego Surge, and I believe that is it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say this real quick, and I'm not taking away anything.
Mm-hmm.
The continent, and I want to ask you this question, Shaq, because I know you'd like to ask me a lot of these questions. But,
that's right.
If you look at the divisions and the competition, do you think that the competition is fair to say that some of these teams that are still undefeated, is it because of competition, or do we need to find a way to have some of these teams that are still undefeated in different divisions face each other? Because, there's not a lot of games that are going up against each other.
Right, right.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, it should be parity, but of course it's not, due to the fact of the small pool of people right now you have to pull from. You have some teams that are going to stand out and be more aggressive and whatnot due to the fact of how long they've been together and things of that nature. But the undefeated thing, I think that'll all shake out by the time we make it to the playoffs. And then, you have to play those teams that are that have those amazing records, Is it poor defense on the opponent's side, or is it just amazing offense on the undefeated team side,
Yeah, now as far as, of course, if you have undefeated, you also have teams that haven't won games yet. And we have a total of 12 teams that have not won a game.
That ain't won nothing.
Nothing. So, I know, like I said, every team has to start off somewhere, whether it's one win or not.
Right.
And so I would think if I was looking, researching, the team that I kind of feel bad that is in the American Conference right now, I kind of feel bad for the Tulsa Eagles.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm saying this is because of
– And the Tulsa Eagles are 0-4 at this time.
Right. And I kind of feel bad for them because of the fact that the teams that they play in their conference, which is the Southeast Division, they're not close by.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually doing a lot more traveling. You got Memphis, you have the Memphis WTF, you have the Little Rock Wildcats
mm-hmm.
that are in there, that's in their division.
Right.
That's not no hop or the skip. It's not like, the Dallas Diamonds and the Lone Star Mustangs and, Austin. Which they're in the same state, and it's not too far out. But the Tulsa team does have to travel a little bit more because there aren't any other teams that are really close in their market.
Right.
Besides, maybe Houston Power, the Houston Powers, that's in a different state, of course.
Yeah.
But, there's not a lot of teams that are, right next door.
Right, right.
I want to know, I'm just curious, how much of a factor can that be? Because if that is a huge factor, the fact of their, they haven't been able to win
mm-hmm.
a game yet.
A lot of time on the road. A lot of time out on the road. Huh?
Yeah, like I said, they do a lot. They do a lot of a lot of traveling.
Right.
And now, granted, they do. They're trying to get their coaching staff and their team together. Because they're starting up, and they're still trying to get it together.
Right.
But I'm just thinking of in the long run, if they didn't have to travel as much, could that be a factor? And could that help them out a little bit if they had a team or two that was a little bit closer to them? That's how I feel on that one. I kind of looked at where all the teams are located at, and that was one of the teams that kind of stuck out a little bit to me.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we're going to get into our interview with Coach Mike of the Lone Star Mustangs. Also, Melissa Langley. She's the president of the Booster Club for the South Garland High School over there in Garland, and they're trying to raise some money for equipment and uniforms and whatnot for their football team. They have some fundraiser and events coming up, and she's about to tell you about that. We're PushGapRadio.com.
This is Parrish from PushGap Radio, and I'm speaking with
Coach Mike.
All right, Coach Mike, I had an opportunity. I didn't get to see the game against Tulsa, but I heard quite a lot about it. Now, tell me what happened.
We're a third-year team going against a brand-new team that has their own struggles, and we got some good work in with a bunch of people on our team.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tulsa girls play with heart,
but
they've got a long ways to go on the skill side, and
they'll
learn a lot of lessons over the next year.
Awesome. Okay, as far as the breakdown with the Diamonds, what do you think happened there?
Our players came in under a lot of pressure to win that game. And, from me, number one, and from a lot of other people around them.
Of course. Myself included.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. And I think that they didn't take it quite right.
Right.
I think they have to get after the mental part of the game as much as the physical.
Mm-hmm.
I think that week they didn't put in enough effort in practice.
Right.
And, for whatever reason, work or all the things that happen in women's football.
Right.
But there's no excuse. They need to get out here and work their butt off to get ready.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, and as for these Houston guys, what do you think? What is your game plan against these guys today?
I'm curious to see one particular player in action, number 41 for them, Smallwood.
Okay.
She's probably one of their best athletes. Typically plays from the tight end position, or sometimes they split her out at a receiver position, but a really good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that she didn't play last week, and I think she might be having some kind of physical problem of some kind.
Yeah.
Not sure what that is, but we're curious to see if she got on the field today.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, she's the one that we have to shut down.
Okay.
We're going to attack the quarterback as hard as we can. And see if we can't, put her on her rear end a few times.
You know, I noticed that she throws sidearm. You got something for that?
Yeah, just get the hands up as they're coming
up
through the line, you know.
Hands up, that's how it
goes. But then defensively, we've got to stop their run game. They're a wishbone team.
Yeah.
We got to stop that first. And that Smallwood as well will be the two things we got to watch.
All right, Coach.
Offensively, we've got to – we got a new twist today, and you guys will see it when it hits the field.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch.
Okay, that's what I like to hear, man. I'm loving the fact that you're loving what you're doing and that these girls are coming in and they're doing what they need to do.
Yep.
It is my wish and my prayer that you guys continue on and just do what you did last year. Coach, what do you think you're going to do? What type of adjustments are you going to make for the second half?
You're going to see a lot more running game.
Okay.
That's about the way I could put it. In that first half, we had kept pulling our tight ends out and trying to move them out wide, and we were getting beat on the inside, and wasn't helping our team out at all. So we're going to keep those tight ends in there a little bit more and get some more running game going.
So, Coach, y'all pulled it off, man. How do you think the game ended up?
We missed a couple scoring opportunities, and I know some people are up here in the stands saying, why were you trying to throw the ball with a few seconds left on the clock? What a lot of these people don't understand is we have point spreads to deal with when it comes to playoff time. And if we beat the Diamonds next week, then we're going to be worried about point spread for a little bit, determining who goes home, who goes away, and all those things comes down to point spreads.
Right.
So when we have an opportunity and we're that deep in their territory, we need to try to take advantage of it. There's no doubt about that. They understand that. They were a little irritated that we did it, but they understand it because it's part of the game. It's part of trying to make the playoffs, trying to make a championship. But defensively, we did great. Offensively, we still got our work cut out for us, but we made some changes there and actually played a lot better in the second half, but we just got to put it in the hole, you know?
Yes, sir. So do you think Bushman's going to be running the quarterback spot next week?
Nope. Probably not.
Okay. Well, don't taking nothing away from Jennifer Hull. She did an awesome job.
Yep.
But, I mean, I'm just wondering what is her health like? How long is she going to be out?
That I'd prefer not to talk about.
Okay, I got you. Well, thank you, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is Coach Mike with the Lone Star Mustangs. I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Wherever you hear us. You're getting constant music variety.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
I'm sorry. I was trying to go out to my car and get my calendar. She had called me earlier and said that you were going to. I'm just running to my car right now because I wanted to get some information. I didn't know what all you
All right.
Needed.
We're talking to Melissa Langley, the president of the South Garland High School Booster Club. They're trying to help those South Garland Colonels to get some equipment. Yeah, well, she was telling me that you guys were trying to have some different fundraisers and whatnot to raise money for uniforms, I believe.
We are trying to have fundraisers to raise money for equipment.
Okay.
We are in need of a 5-man sled. We are in need of a hose. We also need, you know, footballs, helmets, a new tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we've had for the last couple of years, the people who took care of it before we came on,
mm-hmm.
it's gotten mold.
Right.
And we've tried to clean it, and it's got some tears in it, and we've repaired them, but it's not holding.
Okay.
And that's a big tradition as far as my varsity is concerned, because, you know, we run through it when the kids are getting on the field.
Right.
And they're also needing some other things as well. You know, I'm trying to get my train of thought here.
Okay.
Bear with me here.
So, Melissa, you're the president of the South Garland Booster Club, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I have been for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I took over. My son actually is a junior this year, and my youngest is a sophomore.
Oh, okay.
And we've been actively involved with them since his freshman year, my oldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of events or fundraisers do you guys have coming up?
Well, we actually have several. On Tuesday, we have one for at Dos Banderos, and that is at 614 Main Street, and that's in downtown Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hours are from 4 to 9. And what it is that the owner, Carlos, is doing a benefit dinner for us. And between those hours of operation, we get 10% of the proceeds from the sales that they get. And also we have a car wash coming up on the 21st, and that's from 10 to 4. And that's at the O'Reilly's Auto Shop right there at 1515 South 1st Street. And that's one of the two. And then, of course, we have our big spaghetti dinner,
mm-hmm.
which is on the 24th, and that starts at 7 o'clock in the high school cafeteria. It's a $5 dinner, and with spaghetti and salad and breadsticks and dessert and drink. And we're trying to incorporate the entire South Garland High School along with our families, community, inviting them to come out and meet our new head coach, Mark Cox. He just came on board this term. So it's a good introduction to our families to get to know who he is and what he's bringing to the table as far as our upcoming season, and also to meet a lot of our other coaches. And we have a new coach that left and then came back.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a good opportunity for everyone to get together and bond and build that strong relationship and let them know that we are here to support the boys, because that's really what it is all about, is supporting
right.
them and making sure that they have the items that they need to get through the season. And then eventually our biggest is banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And that we still have a lot, you know. On the 26th is our spring game, and our JV will start at 5:30, and our varsity will start in.
That's June 26th.
7.
June 26th.
May, actually.
May 26th. You have the varsity
mm-hmm.
game.
Yes, on May 26th we have our spring game,
mm-hmm.
and our JV starts at 5:30, and our varsity starts at 7. And this is an opportunity that we're putting out there for all our incoming freshmen, the eighth graders that are the kids that are currently eighth graders now,
mm-hmm.
to come out and with their parents and see what the kids are about. And this is our team, and this is a family. We strongly believe in family, and making sure that everything that we do is not just for one part of the team, like everything is for varsity, because it's not. We also work hard to raise a lot of money for the JV and for the freshmen. So everything that we do helps all three sections of this organization, not just benefiting one.
Right.
Because it's all about all three of them.
How can people get in touch with you, Melissa, if they'd like to help?
Well, we are currently updating our website. So if you'd like, you can give me shoot me an email at dragonqueen13, that's D as in David, R-A-G-O-N, Q, N as in Nancy, 13, at yahoo.com, or you can reach me at 469-767-8650. And any donations that anyone is able to give or to give to us, we would really appreciate it because, like I said, we have been for the last 2 years trying to raise enough money for these boys. As it is with this district having seven high schools, it's kind of hard to make sure that everybody has everything they need, and
right,
I understand
right.
that. So it's with us being second, you know, behind everybody else, it's just trying to make sure that we can get that new snapping machine and we can get, you know, more footballs and gear and mouthpieces and things that the boys are going to need to get us through the season and also for the upcoming seasons for these incoming freshmen that are coming. So we're really excited about the new year. Again, we're needing to get, you know, volunteers to come help us and to come to the fundraisers and help us there. You know, the boys come out and they try really hard to raise enough money and sometimes we do good and sometimes it takes a little bit, but we do try. And
right.
they're a great group of kids. They really are, and they work hard and they're disciplined. And like I said, everything that we do as far as me and the great ladies that we have as officers and the parents that come out and they help support, it takes them to help take care of all our kids. And we have about, right now, I think we have about 100, and that's not including the new group of boys that'll be coming in come the summer when we have summer workouts.
That's Melissa Langley, president of a South Garland High School Booster Club. Melissa, we thank you for jumping on with us, ma'am. Anything we can do here at PushGapRadio.com to help you guys out, we'd be more than happy to.
Oh, well, thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to kind of put the word out there that we're looking for alumni, we're looking for parents and strong supporters for the Colonels. That way we're able to raise the money that we need to get them the things that they need.
Right.
That way they're successful in the seasons to come. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, Melissa. Thank you for jumping on, ma'am.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Melissa. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And we'd also like to thank Irma Ramirez, who helps out at the Lone Star Mustang Games at the ticket window. Her son plays football for the South Garland Colonels as well. We're PushGapRadio.com.
I'm saying that if you know anybody that had some goal, some dream, something they wanted to do, and they did it, the nice thing that you know in your heart that if someone has done it, then you can do it. It's possible. And that if someone can make their dream become a reality, that it's possible that you can make your dream become reality. And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I've got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible, regardless of where I am, that things can get better for me. It's possible.
The dream that became reality. PushGapRadio.com.
10, 9, ignition sequence.
They are looking very good.
The odds of your child touching the stars are out of this world.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The chance your daughter will grow up to design skyscrapers is a bit more down to earth. But incredibly, the chances are more than 1 in 4 that right now your baby isn't fully protected from childhood diseases like polio, measles, chicken pox, tetanus, and others. Even if you're sure your child's up to date and on schedule with his baby shots, ask your doctor at every visit. It couldn't hurt. Because you want to give your child the chance to grow up to be whatever he wants to be. Even if it's a rock star. This is a public service message from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In Montana, call 1-800-232-2522. That's 1-800-232-2522.
Unbelievable! From the 28, the throw goes to the right side. It's caught. Nice. Unbelievable! Makes the catch at the 5, breaks the tackle, and scores!
Bruin on the field is confirmed.
Yeah, baby!
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about!
Women's full contact football.
Sponsorships and advertising with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Alliance. You have the opportunity to become the Lone Star Mustangs' biggest fan. For info, hit them up at info@LoneStarMustangs.com.
This is Parrish from PushGapRadio.com. I am here speaking with...
Amanda. Lewis.
Ex-player, right?
No, I'm just a girlfriend.
Just a girlfriend. Yes. A girlfriend of whom?
Taz, number 24, Natasha Somerville.
Miss Somerville, okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right, well, what do you think was the deal against the Dallas Diamonds?
I think it was hype. I think we, at the moment, it was just in our heads, the Dallas Diamonds, they're no different than any other team. I think it was a case of any given Sunday, because when we meet up the next time, we're going to show them.
So you're saying that next game ain't going to be anything like the first game?
Oh, no, not even a little bit.
Can you give me a possible prediction on the score?
All right, let's do 34. I'll give them a leeway. 10. 34-10.
What do you think Somerville's going to do?
Oh, my baby, she's going to hold it down.
Hold it down.
Slanging them.
Awesome, awesome. Yes. Okay, now, you know I'm with PushGapRadio.com, yes. Correct?
My name's Amanda Lewis, and I'm here supporting Natasha Somerville, Taz, number 24, the Lone Star Mustangs, and I'm a strong supporter of PushGapRadio.com. What?
Awesome. Thank you, baby. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Quit playing, huh? All right. Welcome back to the Women's Lone... All right. Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. It's your boy, Clifton Shackelford, and Mac Mann hanging out with you on another great win by the Lone Star Mustangs. So on last week, we were talking about the Mercy Rule. Coach Mike popped in and gave us his insight on it. You and I discussed it at length a couple of weeks before. Emory Hunt from footballgameplan.com gave his insight to it. You say you ran up on your boy Brandon, and you guys were discussing it. What did he have to say?
Well, yeah, I explained to him how the system was working, where you know they not only go by wins and losses, but they also go by the points. And I explained to him, because he was listening to the show from last week, and he was kind of asking me, well, you kind of went off, and he was trying to understand, well, fair is fair. You don't want to be
right, right.
And but after I explained to him, like, well, the rule is this, you know, if one team has more points than the other team, then and you guys may have the same record. Well, guess what? The team that has the most points is going in.
Yeah.
You're going out.
Because they have to beat the Dallas Diamonds by 11 points, I believe it is.
Right, and so that's a huge thing. So that and so what he came up with, he said, well, how about this? What if you have the mercy rule? You can keep the mercy rule, but if, say, for example, the Lone Star Mustangs score at the mercy rule of 40, let's say they score 42 points. Okay, at that point, you know, it's halftime.
Right.
Halftime, they score 42 points, the other team maybe 7. And then, you know, they want to kick in the mercy rule. All right? Then, of course, they're going to continue the game. And any time, and you can put on the where the stats are as, okay, this game was a mercy rule, and the mercy rule went by, it was 42-7.
Mm-hmm.
But if they score more points after that, they can put it on the side saying, okay, but they really, you know, pretty much, you know, showing a symbol that, hey, you know, this was an M for mercy, but their total scores was actually 82 points.
So is he for or against the mercy rule, Brandon?
Well, at first he was for it, and then he was saying, well, he's really saying it's okay, it's good to have the mercy rule, but if they can make it more like how he was explaining, it's pretty much, they can have the mercy rule at whatever point when they have time, and if it shows the 42 points, okay? But if they score more points, they still should get credit for those points.
Right.
Because the situation comes up at the end of the season where those extra points are needed, because right now, those extra, they score extra points, you're not getting counted for.
That's right.
They can still get those points. They're still getting those points because you never know with the system that it is right now with wins, losses, and points,
mm-hmm.
you're going to need those extra points.
Right. Well, okay, we're going to break down the scores that went down over the past weekend and give us your input on this, Magman, as you hear these games. The Cleveland Fusion beat the Columbus Comets 16-6.
Good game.
Pittsburgh Passion over the Pittsburgh Force 45-0. Speaking about
I was expecting a little bit more of a rival. It was a rival game right there. But the Force is still trying to get there. I mean, they're still a little bit. They're still struggling, but they can get there though. I think they can try to get there. They got to build for next year.
Chicago Force over the West Michigan Mayhem, 15-6. That's with Katie Romano, the deaf girl.
Right.
Cincinnati Sizzle over the Kentucky Karma, 42-0. The Indy Crash over the Toledo Rain, 34-0. Detroit Dark Angels over the Dayton Diamonds, 69-0.
That's kind of making me think. With the Mercy rule kicking in, did they only score 69 points? That's the only question. And also another thing with that is, if other divisions, what is their Mercy rule limit? Are they all equal or are they different? So that's
right.
Another question that needs to be thought of. But like I said, 69-0, did they only just score 69 points? And that's a question that I really am curious about.
The Atlanta Heartbreakers over the Savannah Sabres, 22-19, very close game. The Gulf Coast Riptide over the Tampa Bay Pirates, 18-13. The Jacksonville Dixie Blues over the Central Florida Anarchy, 49-0. Looks like Central Florida needs to work on that D a little bit, huh?
No, that's not the only thing they need to really work on. The special teams is not the greatest, but it's just positioning. Their offense wasn't really clicking. I'll say that. It was not clicking at all.
Right. The Miami Fury over the Palm Beach Punishers, 12-9. The Iowa Explosion over the Minnesota Machine, that's 7-0. Very close game there. The Kansas City Tribe squeaked it out over the St. Louis Slam, 37-34. And, of course, your Lone Star Mustangs over the Houston Power, 14-6. The New Orleans Blaze by 1 point over the Memphis Women's Tackle Football, 9-8. What do you think was going on there?
Well, with field goals, it was a field goal game. Memphis got a touchdown, and they went ahead and got those two-point conversion. But, once again, field goals can get you wins no matter what.
That's true. Now, the next opponent for the Lone Star Mustangs coming up this Saturday out at Pennington Field, the Dallas Diamonds beat the Little Rock Wildcats 64-0.
Pure domination. I mean, the passing game was just unbelievable. They do have a very good running game.
Right.
And once again, when you have a big load of receivers that they have, You should be blowing games. You should be blowing teams out like that.
Yeah. The Portland Fighting Phillies over the Spokane Scorn, 22-12. The Bay Area Bandits over the Central Cal War Angels, 19-0. The San Diego Surge, 48, over the Silver State Legacy, 15. San Diego Surge is one of the undefeateds, correct?
Right, and this game was a pretty easy. It started off as an up and down, but San Diego just took over. And I'm expecting to see them definitely in the playoffs. They should be a tough team to deal with in the playoffs.
The Wisconsin Dragons lost to the Kansas City Spartans 20-8. The Pacific Warriors over the SoCal Scorpions 21-6. The Las Vegas Showgirls with another win down there. Way to go, Coach Dion Lee. They were over the Utah Blitz 14-0. The Boston Militia. Huh?
Yeah, they're getting a little winning streak going on. A little late, but I think, they can most definitely play the game for pride at this point.
The Boston Militia over the Northeastern Nitro, 42-0. The Keystone Assault over the New England Nightmare, 27-0. And the New York Sharks over the Philadelphia Liberty Bells, 27-21. Some good games went on this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with the some of the scores. I mean, last week and the week before that one, I mean, it seemed like it was the games were not even equally matched. I mean, it was a lot of blowouts, a lot of 70, 80 point games, and I think this week was a little bit more competitive. I think it's because, you know, it's halfway in the season, people are getting adjusted to what they know and understanding the system, and now it's getting closer. As we're getting closer to the end, you know, now teams are really going to be focusing on scoring a lot of points and preparing themselves for a playoff push.
All right. Well, the next team coming up for the Lone Star Mustangs this weekend is at Pennington Field against the Dallas Diamonds. What are your predictions there, J-Mac?
Well, like I said, one of the keys is the, one, completions, and two, the secondary must be aggressive. They have to, I mean, what I'm talking about, when as soon as the quarterback says hut, the first thing that should be happening is the quarterback should be busting his boom. Just put your arms forward and boom. All right, throw the timing off. Because when you have an athletic team that like the Lone Star Mustangs have, I mean, they have a lot of athletes on this team, speedy cornerbacks. But the only way that they can beat these guys is the fact that they got to be aggressive in the secondary. When the receiver gets off that line, they should be getting pushed, shoved, or something, getting touched or something that first 3 yards. Throw their timing off. Timing is key when it comes to a team that has a passing game. And if you throw their passing game off, I'm telling you, it'll be a huge difference. But completions on the offense, special teams have to be the X factor. Put the offense in a good position to where they don't have to do too much.
Right.
You got to put a lot of pressure on the Diamonds defense. Okay. And again, everything will come together. Completion from the passing. Special teams must be an X factor. And the cornerbacks, once again, they have got to put pressure on the receivers so the linebackers and the defensive front line can be aggressive, because we know that defensive line and the linebacker core they're a lot to swallow when they have time.
That's PushGapRadio.com's very own sports director, J-Mac, along with Clifton Shackelford on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show on PushGapRadio.com. We'll be back.
What are you waiting for? Represent where you coming from.
Hi, this is Kara. I'm from Dallas. And when I'm at work, I listen to Push Gap Radio. My name is Ginger. I'm from Virginia. And when I'm at work, and I listen to Push Gap Radio.
My name is Justin Graves. I'm from West Texas. And when I'm at work, I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
PushGapRadio.com, where you are coming from.
It's halftime at the Lone Star Mustangs game out here at Pennington Field in Bedford, Texas. And here is PushCapRadio.com's very own Parrish Harris to give us a breakdown on the first half. Parrish, what do you see going down with the Mustangs?
Well, it was clear that the defense knew exactly what they were doing. I got to speak frankly when I say the Mustang defense, I wouldn't doubt it, probably ranked one of the best defenses in the women's league. They are really shutting them down. They're not giving them any opportunities. The score that they got was a pure mishap. But as far as the offense perspective of the game, because they had Jennifer Hall running the plays, she's a good quarterback, don't get me wrong, but it's clear that that's not her position. She's doing the very best that she can, but she can't connect. And they continue to run the same plays.
So what do you think the adjustments should be for the Lone Star Mustangs going into the second half?
Well, first off, if they're going to keep running to the outside, they need to pull a guard. There's no way that Bushman can do it all by herself. They need a guard to pull and block for her. And if they're going to pass the ball, they need to do these short out patterns. Trying to throw it to the middle of the field, Jennifer Hull, she's just not the quarterback that Brittany Bushman is. And if they're expecting her to do what she does, then they're going to have a bad game for the rest of the game. But right now, they just scored another touchdown, and that was all offense. They're just running the ball. If they keep running the ball, then maybe they might win because it's clear that they can't stop it. But I don't know what they're going to do for the last minutes of the game. Again, this is Parrish for PushGapRadio.com. I'm signing off from the Lone Star Mustangs out here at Pennington Field.
Hey, this is Parrish from PushGapRadio.com, and I'm here speaking with...
Montavious Davis.
Defensive back. Defensive back coach. Okay. How you doing this evening, coach?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, awesome. Is this your first interview?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, don't be scared, bro. I got you. All right, now, of course, I got to ask about how bad you guys did Tulsa Cats. We got to talk about that first and foremost.
We just played our hearts out, man, and it wasn't really no competition, but at the same time, we knew we had to win that game. And 89-0, I mean, it really wasn't a game, but it was a good practice for us, for the Diamonds and this game coming up.
Okay, what do you think was the breakdown against the Diamonds a couple weeks ago?
We felt like we already had won the game. Like, we were so pumped about it being a big rivalry that we already felt that we had the game won. So, our quarterback, she's going to come out next week, and she's going to play her heart out.
And as far as the Houston Power, how do you think you got these guys?
I'm confident in this one. I feel like we got this one in the bag.
Okay, can you give me a prediction of the score?
28-6.
No. Okay, coach.
PushGapRadio.com coming to shout out from defensive ass coach Lone Star Mustangs.
Awesome, coach. Appreciate the love, bro.
All right, thank you. Good luck tonight.
I sat down behind that turntable. I said, look out, this is me, LB Triple P. Les Brown, your platter playing popper. There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to make a certified, bona fide, and doubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love, man. I was hungry.
PushGapRadio.com, your official Dallas Internet station. At PushGapRadio.com, we're hungry.
You gotta be hungry!
Students on more than 6,000 campuses are going to Chegg.com to rent textbooks and save a buttload of cash. For all you non-math majors, a buttload is equal to... one diva. Multiply by a town car's trunk capacity. To the mom gene power. Or in layman's terms, $500 or more a year. Don't buy it. Join the millions who save millions. Rent your books at Chegg.com today. Save a buttload.
PushGapRadio.com. We push content-rich, relevant information to our community. Information that they can use in their lives right now. We bridge the gap between yesteryear's old radio methodologies and today's cutting-edge high-tech technology and platform. Our unique platform allows us to reach and mobilize our community within only a few hours. PushGapRadio.com, we're here to bring you relevant information. That's what radio was in the African-American communities coming along through the 40s into perhaps the 80s maybe. Okay, I recall a story where some guy stole my car in Gary, Indiana. My car was found within 15 minutes because my grandmother made a phone call to a talk radio station, AM. A lady called in within 15 minutes. My car was in front of her house. That's the power of radio.
PushGapRadio.com. We want to be your official Dallas Internet station.
First down, Mustang.
1, 2, 3.
Mustang!
Unbelievable. Makes the catch at the 5. Breaks the tackle and scores.
Ruin on the field is confirmed.
1, 2, 3.
Mustang!
1, 2, 3.
Mustang!
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
This team is so different.
Mustang football!
But you can walk through those doors, hold your heads up high, and call yourself...
I'm here talking to B, aka Brittany Bushman, the offensive and defensive superstar. How do you think you did in the second half?
It was a little better. We still were missing some assignments, but we came out a little bit more aggressive. We're going to clean a lot of things up in practice this week, and hopefully. We got to come out strong against the Diamonds because if we came out flat the way that we did today, they're going to capitalize on it because they're a well-disciplined team. So we got to make sure that we come out and we're ready to go for next week.
What are you? How are you feeling about not being the starting quarterback?
It's a little different, but I kind of just fell right back into it. I was a running back for 3 or 4 years when I played for the Massachusetts Mutiny and the Militia. So it's kind of like where I started, so it's kind of just like going home. I do miss kind of being, you know, the leader on the team, you know, in control, I guess I should say, still a leader, but kind of just directing everything, so I got to take on a new role. But I feel like I fell right back into it and did pretty well today.
How's your injury? Is it getting better? You need a couple more weeks? You'll be 100%? Or?
Yeah, it's getting better. I'm almost back to 100%.
Awesome. So for sure, next week you'll be back 100%, right?
I'll be 100% by
Saturday.
That's
what I love to hear. Okay, one more shout-out for Push Gap.
This is Brittany Bushman, quarterback of the Lone Star Mustangs, and I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Mom. Great game.
In 3, 2, welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, along with the sports guru, J-Mac. Also, guess who showed back up from last week's show? It's Kobe Bryant's good snitching buddy, Jackie O. Welcome to the show.
Whatever. Jack. Y'all
okay,
had
what
wrong.
Happened with Kobe? We weren't even coming back to talk about this, but Jackie, me and J-Mac tried to do a show. Jackie just don't care. Go ahead and tell about good snitching ass Kobe.
If y'all are going to talk about rumors, get your facts right.
Oh.
This is supposedly what happened. Kobe's wife introduced Powell's fiance to another gentleman. She is the one that allegedly had the affair. And this is where the whole blowout has come from.
But who told it first?
It didn't come from Kobe. The wife of Kobe and this lady were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how friends sometimes do. She introduced her to this guy. He's famous as well. I can't remember right now what his name is. But he has felt the need to come forward. So he's been on Twitter and he's been on some other social sites clearing his name because he's married already. And so he's denying all the rumors saying that it's not true. However, the media is beating Powell down because they think that the fallout from this is the reason why he played so bad during the series. So it wasn't that he was cheating, it's that she was cheating. And Kobe's wife was in on it, and supposedly he and Kobe had an argument in the locker room. But he's now denying that as well. He's saying that he and Kobe are fine and that him and his fiance
well,
is
it
fine.
Didn't it didn't tell it in game six. Whichever one it went to. Is that how you heard the story, Mac Man?
Yeah,
because because J-Mac.
So see, y'all blame that on Kobe, and Kobe was innocent in this. He didn't have anything to do with it.
Boy, see how snitch look out for a snitch?
This time.
For a change, J-Mac.
For a change. It's fine that he wasn't in the middle of something.
See.
Whatever. See, y'all beat the man down. Now y'all still want to. You know, you still don't want to admit you were wrong about him. You're still trying to beat him down.
Well, that's
give him a break.
Well, that's the executive vice president of PushGapRadio.com. Thank you, Jackie. Oh, now go away.
You're welcome. Now.
So, what do you have to say about the Dallas Diamonds game this weekend before you get out of here, Jackie?
I know that the Mustangs are going to redeem themselves, and they are going to beat the Dallas Diamonds in their house this week on their 100th game.
So what did you think about the halftime show? Jackie is the one who provides our halftime entertainment out here at the Lone Star Mustang game. Extraordinary E and Lady J, simply phenomenal.
Right, Extraordinary E and Lady J from the Black Cotton record label. They did a very good job. I was very proud of them. And I also would like to thank Mike and Billy Badd for helping to make that halftime show.
And Parrish Harris.
And Parrish as well.
Our local on-the-spot correspondent. Yeah, I was asking him on the interview earlier about Lady J. Beautiful
mm-hmm.
voice.
She has a very nice voice. And the thing about it is she is a natural singer because, you know, she doesn't have to make all those ugly faces and straining and where you can see all the veins in her neck and all that stuff. She is a natural singer. Beautiful voice. I'm still waiting on her to sing a special song for me. Yeah. I know she's listening.
Okay, well, right now she's singing Go Away. J-Mac.
You just need to just go. We're going to send you to charm school.
That's what we'll work on. Thank you, Jackie O, for dropping in. We appreciate all that you do. J-Mac.
Yo, yo.
Okay, I thought we lost you.
Bye, people.
Bye.
See you at the game on Saturday. Come on out, 7 o'clock, Pennington Field. 1501 Central Drive. Go Mustangs.
All right, get out.
We love you, Miss Jackie.
We don't love her. Let her make it.
I'll see you in my office.
I'll be in your office after the show. The Dallas Diamonds will be playing their 100th game this weekend when they take on the Lone Star Mustangs out there at Pennington Field. Now, remember, if you have tickets for this game, this is the Dallas Diamonds home game, not the Lone Star Mustangs. So Jackie gets a break as well because she doesn't have to book any entertainment. But it's their 100th game, and they've won 4 championships, and that went down in 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2008. The Dallas Diamonds just came over to the WFA this season. They played the Lone Star Mustangs this season already, and this will be the second meeting of these teams. The Lone Star Mustangs, as you know by now, are the reigning Women's Football Alliance 2010 champions. So, Magman, 100th game, that's kind of a big deal, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge accomplishment. I mean, all the respect to them. You know, the Dallas Diamonds are really the front runners of what has – I mean, they're not even they're more the front runners. They're just – they are the bar that really have put the standard on women's football.
The benchmark.
For this market down here.
Right, right.
They have shown that they are winners. They have shown that, you know, no matter what the odds are, they have been successful.
Right.
I mean, you don't get 4 championships just because that you you can put on a helmet and pad and you look cute, you know. And they have earned the right to be really the milestone that they're accomplishing right now. I mean they are playing their 100th game, and for the time that women's football was around, that started, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, how many teams can actually sit there and say that they're playing their 100th game, let alone their 50th game or their 20th game? Because, I mean, when they started, the market wasn't as big.
Exactly.
And now that...
10 years ago.
Yeah, and now that, you know, the exposure is bigger and better, you know, and there's more competition, you have more teams... And that just lets you know that that whatever the Dallas Diamond did in between now and in the past 10 years is working, and it has blossomed to other teams coming up as far as just like the Lone Star Mustangs.
Right, right.
You know, granted, you know they're rivals, but you got to admit the Lone Star Mustangs most definitely wouldn't mind being a part of that pedestal that the Dallas Diamonds are on.
The Dallas Diamonds tamed the Tulsa Wildcats this past weekend. The Dallas Diamonds retain a perfect record following their first road trip of 2011. It turned out to be a long night for the Little Rock Wildcats. A long night, as the first series of the game for both teams set the tone. Man, they said it was like 14-0 with 8 minutes and 26 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Yeah, when you have a running back like Tiffany Hill carrying the ball 31, mm-hmm. they have a 31 times, 130 yards. That's sick.
Yeah, that's insane.
That is sick.
The next Diamond home game is their milestone 100th game. Join the Dallas Diamonds at Pennington Field in Bedford, Texas, on May 21st when they take on the Lone Star Mustangs for this historic occasion, and kickoff is at 7 p.m. For more information on that game, log on to www.lonestarmustangs.com. I'm looking forward to this rematch, man.
I really am, too. I mean, we're going to as far as standings, in the position of standings, it would put the Lone Star Mustangs in a very good position if they can they can win this game.
Right.
They win this game, then not only will they be tied for first place in their division, but they would actually have to score enough points to actually get themselves into a really good position in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They do need, if I was stand correct, they need at least 11 more points than the Dallas Diamonds.
That's right.
So they need those points, granted. Mm-hmm. But if they can at least put themselves in a position to where they can just win the game, because that's a more mental, it's more mental. If
right,
you can
right.
pull off this game, because the team that has been the milestone of Dallas, you can beat them, then you can say, okay, that's a mental thing, because
yeah.
now you're going to have to face them in the playoffs.
Because
you know, more likely we'll have to play them in the playoffs.
Because
that's one thing. And then two, that lets you know that, you know, hey, we can go up against the best. The best is we are the best team right now. And last time we played them, they were the better team. This time we are the better team. We are the best team in this situation. And I think that the Lone Star Mustangs have learned that. And so therefore they can put themselves in a position to really make a playoff push.
Right.
This game right here will really let you know, are the Lone Star Mustangs good regular season team? Are they champion teams? Are they a championship team?
And
this game right here will let you know.
And the mistakes that the Mustangs made are correctable. When we come back, J-Mac and I are going to wrap it up. We're also going to tell you about the player who Dallas traded for Dirk for. He died. Sports anchor for a Chicago station was found dead in a hotel room while covering the playoffs. And a 24-year-old Kenyan Olympic medal gold winner died after jumping from the first floor. We're PushGapRadio.com.
Hey, we want you out at our home game. This is full contact NFL rule football played by all women. So don't worry about that there is no football. We're not worried about the NFL strike, because these women are going to bring it. Come out to the game. If you need tickets, you want to hook up with your favorite player, you want any info, you can go to our website. Other than that, we better see you out at that field. Remember, all women, full contact, and no fear.
This is Lynn with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion. PushGapRadio.com, the official hip-hop and R&B internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs.
Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. during the Mustang season to hear the latest episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Log on to Podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustangs. Become a listener, become a follower, become a fan. It's the best women's football show on the internet. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, hosted by Clifton Shackelford. Only on PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, baby.
Hi, my name is Parrish, and I am from PushGapRadio.com. I am here speaking with
Jersey, a.k.a. Daniela Otiano, number 82 for the Lone Star Mustangs.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I believe you told me that you led the team in tackles last week against Oklahoma, right?
I sure did,
absolutely. How many did you get?
I think I got 10, I believe.
Awesome, huh?
10, 2 interceptions. One of those was a pick six. I don't know. My whole team had ridiculous stats in that game. Ridiculous stats.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad to see that you guys are getting back into your game. Were you here last year?
I sure was.
So you are a defending champion?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, so you know what it means to be a champion?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now tell me this. Do you feel that your team this year has what it takes to be a champion again?
I think that there's a majority of us that do feel like that. It's the fact of just getting everyone else on the same page.
Right. What do you think needs to be done for that to happen?
I don't know. It's kind of like one of those questions, like how do we help the deficit and the recession?
Mm.
There's no one single answer that'll help fix it.
Okay,
it's a culmination of things.
A culmination of, okay, so in your opinion, I know your defense is standout, so I'm assuming that you don't think it's the defense.
No, my black shirt defense brings it all the time.
All the time.
There's holes and there's errors in every team, on our defense as well.
Right.
So. I don't know. We have things we always have to work on.
Uh-huh.
You're never perfect.
Okay, well, what are y'all working on in particular this game? Do you have any particular players that you're keying on or people you have to watch out for? I know you've watched film on these guys.
On Houston?
Yeah.
Their fullback and their tight end seem to be their only main playmakers.
Mm.
So we're going to key on those players, and I don't think if we shut them down, I don't think they're going to have much else to bring to us.
Hmm. I noticed that their quarterback throws sidearms. Y'all know what to do about that?
get to the ball.
Hands up, baby. Hands up. Okay, well, I really appreciate this interview. I know it's kind of loud because of the music, but if you wouldn't mind,
if you would give, you say that you listen to the Push Gap Radio Show.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind giving us an actual Push Gap shout out.
Hi, this is Daniela Otiano, number 82 for the Lone Star Mustangs, and I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
Okay, well, of course, this is Jennifer Hull, our new starting quarterback for the Lone Star Mustangs. Jennifer, how do you think you did this game?
I was happy with it. I felt like, you know, there's a lot of things to remember on offense, but basically my line, between my line and my backs, everybody knew what they had to do, so it helped me out a ton. So I was happy with it.
Awesome. Do you think you're going to be starting next week against the Diamonds?
Week to week, we'll see. We'll see. I think that Bushman in the backfield helped us out a ton, so it may help us be more fluid for a little while. We'll just see.
How do you think it's going to play out against the Diamonds next week?
I'm anxious to play him again, so we'll see how it goes. We got a lot to prepare this week and really look at what we did last time, what they did last time, and hopefully we're going to give him a better run this time.
How do you feel about playing both sides of the ball?
I like it because I like offense, but I hate to give up defense, that's for sure. You know, I like to hit people, so I don't want to leave there, and so I'm fine with it.
Okay. Well, you know, playoffs are coming up. You're going to play the Diamonds. Of course, you're going to win. I'm understanding that y'all have to deal with a point spread. What is that? Do you know anything about that?
No, I'm not for sure. I know that, you know, if there's ties in record, then it comes down to a point spread part. So I'm assuming that's what was the deal there.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations on a great win, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Wish you luck next week. Hi, this is Parrish of Push Gap Radio, and I'm here speaking with
Coach Smith.
I know you guys did the Oklahoma. You did them ridiculous, okay? And coming off of that loss with the Diamonds, I know that you guys really had some fire. Do you still think you have that same fire, and do you think that the fire that you had last week will continue on through the season?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. The girls are ready to play. They're ready to hit someone. They're ready to come out and play a hard game. They always are. Defense is always ready to kill.
Right. Okay. Well, what can you do? You think you can elaborate on the breakdown against the Diamonds a couple weeks ago? What happened?
Mainly against the Diamonds, our head just wasn't in it from, I mean, all the way across. Even us, you know, we came out and we wanted to do some special things on defense. We thought we were really going to work, and we waited a while to pull out of them until we got scored on. And, you know, but defensively, they did a lot of things that we asked them to do. So we've corrected our mistakes, and we're ready to play them again.
Okay, yes, indeed. You're playing them next week, right?
Absolutely.
Do you think that you guys are all the way ready, or are you still kind of sketchy, or how do you think that game is going to play out?
I think it's going to be a completely different ball game. You know, we've made some adjustments that need to be made, like I said, and we're ready for them this time.
Awesome.
We got to figure it out.
I appreciate your time, Coach.
Hey, this is Coach Smith, and we're listening to PushGapRadio.com.
He died. They think from a heart attack.
Yeah, because he also had some heart issues.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're about to cover that. What J-Mac and J-Mac and Jackie O don't know is we're back on the air. All right, welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. J-Mac, Clifton Shackleford, your host. Also, our very own Gladys Kravitz is in the building again, Jackie L.
Hey, y'all like the information that I come up with. Y'all
anyway,
be all into it, asking questions.
The player who Dallas traded for, Dirk, died. Who was that again?
Tyler Trailer. He played for the Michigan University, and he was actually drafted by the Dallas Mavericks.
Right, I remember Tractor Trailer.
Right, and so and I believe it was the 98 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Dirk Nowitzki was drafted by Milwaukee, and they made the swap. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, a lot of people weren't too fond of the trade. I was actually one of the folks that actually said, I don't know about it, because I looked at Tractor Trailer as more like Roy Tarpley without the coke. And
you're an idiot.
Yeah, but real talk, I mean, he did have that type of game where he was big guy, pretty good on his feet, can rebound very well, a hustler. But the only thing is, like I said, he did have heart issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
like Len Bias.
Yeah, they say he died from a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah. And then also
the 24-year-old Kenyan Olympic medal winner died after jumping from his first floor balcony after his wife caught him doing the horizontal mumbo in bed with another woman and then locked him in the bedroom. What went down with that?
Well, this guy, he won in the Olympics back in 2008. He was a long-distance runner. It was a very big deal. They made a really huge deal about that back then.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the wife came home, caught him in bed with another woman, locked him in the room. So then now they're trying to determine if he jumped over the balcony because he was angry or did he jump over because he was trying to get out.
What do you mean jumped over because he was angry?
Well, in a rage. Because apparently he
leaped to his death because he got caught.
It was from a first floor balcony. So with him being a trained athlete,
the first
he probably
floor.
Felt like he could do it and make it. They think he died from internal injuries because he had blood coming from his nose
and
his ears.
What was he, a runner?
He was a runner.
Okay,
yes.
Then he's not a hurdler. What is he doing? Trying to leap a balcony.
You don't know, though, how he trained. I mean, even though he wasn't a hurdler, I mean, you have to think, from the first floor, that's not really that far down.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably think that your chances of making it, you know, would be greater.
Greater than
mine. Yeah, but, you know, and he ended up with internal injuries, and he died from it. But there had been problems with this couple previously, a few months earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently had, you know, some domestic abuse issues.
Right.
And so, you know, sounds like it was a little turbulence going on there.
Well, we want to thank everyone who interviewed with us over the weekend out at the Lone Star Mustang Houston Power Game. Also, don't forget, coming up this weekend is the Lone Star Mustangs against the Houston Power. Jackie, give you a breakdown for the game before we get out.
Oh, I think that the girls are going to beat them probably by maybe 35 points.
Wow.
Or so.
MacMahon.
They have something to prove. Go get you some diamonds, ladies.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. MacMahon, give us your breakdown.
Well, like I said, you know, the keys, I think the X factor is going to have to be the special teams. They're going to have to get completions on the from the receiving, on the passing game, so the running game can be dominant. And like I said before, the defensive backs are just going to have to be aggressive against this really tall and big receiving corps. And I'm picking the Lone Star Mustangs to pull this one out. Not as large as a margin as Miss Jackie there, but
hey,
I do
have
think
faith
that they can at least meet the spread. I'm giving them a 10-point win on this one.
That's what that is. And I, of course, am rolling with those Lone Star Mustangs. I'm your host, Clifton Shackleford, along with our sports director, J-Mac, our very own Gladys Crescent, and friend of good snitching ass, Kobe Jackie.
And you like it like that.
Boy, and we will be seeing you guys out there at Pennington Field this weekend. Hope you have an absolutely super week. Don't forget, Lone Star Mustangs, you need to go to Podomatic.com. Become a follower of your own site. Please, Jackie, will you tell them what I'm trying to tell? Your numbers are phenomenal.
Yes.
You need followers.
Yes, you do. Go to Podomatic.com, type in Lone Star Mustangs, click on follow.
That's what that is. We're out, and we will see you guys this weekend. Go Mustangs!
Go Lone Star Mustangs!
This is Parrish with PushGapRadio.com. I'm here speaking with
Terrence Brown, special teams coach for the Lone Star Mustangs.
Okay, Coach, I'm here to try to talk to you about this Houston Power. What do you have in store for them today?
Well, when it comes to the special teams, just got them being aggressive. You know, kickoffs, get down there, sprint down there, and cover the ball. When we're receiving, our line got to really get into the blocks and just take them out. It's just being aggressive. That's all I can tell you.
Well, what can you kind of elaborate on the breakdown with the Diamonds a couple weeks ago?
Well, I think it was just too much going on in the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's sometimes you can just think yourself out of a game when you're supposed to get out there and just play the game. You know, that's all it is. It's just, you know, I think they were really out there just thinking too much.
What about next week? They're playing the Diamonds again. Do you think that they're going to do something, do the same thing, or are they going to shine this time?
No, they're definitely going to shine this time because, you know, we're the reigning champions. And so a lot of times when you have that title, you just think, okay, I'm out here. That's the way it's going to be. But they finally showing that, you know, what we've been telling them, that we got a target on our back, and everybody's coming after us. Now they see it. So it really focused them. As you can see from last week, it was like, okay, we just got to show out. So I, for the rest of the time, that's the way it's got to be.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
All right, this is Terrence Brown, special teams coach for the Lone Star Mustangs. Now this is the PushGapRadio.com.
Hi, this is Terrence from PushGap Radio, and I am here with
Annie
and PK.
Okay, Annie and PK, who are you guys here representing today?
Number 93, Sean Ward.
Uh-huh.
My mama, 93.
Okay, Miss Ward, right? Were y'all at the Oklahoma game?
No,
travel?
I didn't go.
You go?
No.
How's your mom? How's she doing? How's she feeling?
She's fine.
Yeah.
She's okay. She really didn't play in the Oklahoma game.
She didn't.
She just didn't keep off return. That was it.
Right. So she, and her health is
fine.
She's
no,
good.
She's fine.
Do you have any high expectations of her this game in particular, or?
No, I think all my high expectations is for everybody, for the Diamonds.
For the team in general. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So now I understand that the Diamonds did get on that air last couple weeks ago. Now, and I just got to be honest, that hurt my feelings. Really,
yeah,
hurt my feelings.
Hurt everybody's feelings.
Okay, so what has your mom said, you know?
It's not my mom.
What has your mom said that she needs to do to make sure that the win happens against the Diamonds next week?
Play better.
Play better.
Did.
Okay. And she's not your mother, but she is your...
girlfriend.
Okay, well, your lady. Well, you don't call her mama? Hey, mama.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, has she told you anything in particular that she feels that her or the team itself needs to do to better themselves or better prepare themselves against the Diamonds?
Just act like they're a regular team. Mm. Don't let the animosity and all that get to them. Just play them like they would any other team.
Right. Your lady, is she a Super Bowl champ from last year?
Yes.
Yes, she is. So she knows what it means to be a champ.
Yes.
And she knows what it takes. Okay, were you there rubbing her back and doing the feet thing when she needed it?
I wasn't with her last year.
This is your first season? Okay, well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I really appreciate you ladies for interviewing me. Now understand, I work for PushGapRadio.com. This is
Annie and PK giving a shout out to Ward number 93. Go, Sean. Go, Mama.
Thank you, ladies. You guys have a good game. Enjoy yourselves, okay?
Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. during the Mustang season to hear the latest episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Log on to Podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustangs. Become a listener, become a follower, become a fan. It's the best women's football show on the internet. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, hosted by Clifton Shackelford. Only on PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, baby.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.